Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What did you discover about Harry now that you didn't know about him during the show?
Ooh. I mean, since we're together like 24/7 now.
My name's Joe. Welcome to the Lightweights Podcast. Today we have Riley Arnold from Dancing with the Stars back for a third time.
I feel like I've come at all stages of life.
I know. We got you right at the beginning of the cocoon.
Yeah.
Your butterfly.
Yes.
Now you're flying.
Riley is currently on the live tour, reunited with her dance partner, Harry Jowsey.
I feel like he definitely motivates me to post more because I'm like, Harry, you're so good at it. I need to be better. And every time he's like, let's make a TikTok, I'm like, okay, let's find an idea for me too because I need to get it done.
We asked all the hard-hitting questions, even the million-dollar question. Have you talked with your boyfriend while he's on his mission?
Oh. Here we are. The question of the year. Okay, so.
So if you haven't yet, make sure to hit the subscribe button, give this video a like, and leave a comment down below of who else you want to see on. So without further ado, Riley Arnold. With the amount of practice that Harry has now, because he never danced before, do you think that you guys will win the mirror ball this time around?
Oh, for sure. I can see Harry's progress through tour already. I feel like he's getting more comfortable with dancing. But honestly, I have been so impressed with Harry's like hosting. Like, he's so clever on the mic. He's so funny. He gets like everyone like just so excited for the show. And I think like hosting and like just TV is really good for Harry. And in his future, I think he would benefit hosting so much because he really is like so talented at it. It's crazy.
Is he hosting the live show?
So yeah, he's co-hosting with Emma Slater. So he has like a couple moments throughout the show where he like talks on the mic and like interacts with the audience, and he's so good at it. I'm like, how do you have that skill? Because I like freak out when I'm out there, but he's so calm and like collected and so good at it.
Do you ever have to hop on the mic?
I do once, but I literally have like one little sentence I have to say, and I say the same sentence every night because I'm like, I don't want to sidetrack. I don't want to get messed up. So I literally say the same sentence every night.
Do you rehearse it?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
If I'm like nervous, I'll be thinking about it, but it's pretty much in my brain now.
Yeah. This is now your third time here.
Yes.
You came on before the show started.
Yeah.
After the show started. Now almost at the tail end of tour.
Yes.
What has life been like?
It has been crazy. We finished the show, obviously. I like went home for a little bit and I was in Utah, and that was just weird. I was with my friends that I was with in high school, and like I just lived a whole different life the last 3 months and just changed so much. So it was so weird. And then I started tour, and tour is just like, it's a crazy life. Like, it's kind of, you don't really expect it, and it's a lot, but it's like so fun and so fulfilling, especially if you're doing something you love. But I don't know, it's just been a crazy life. I can't believe these last 6 months of my life and how quickly they changed, but it's been so fun.
Does it feel like a fever dream when you were back home? Like, what was LA?
Literally, I kind of went home and I was like, did I like actually go to LA and do that for the last 3 months? Because I was just home and it was so weird. But yeah, it kind of felt like a fever dream, and just being back home was just kind of like, whoa.
What was it like walking through your hometown? Did a lot of people recognize you from the show?
Yes, but also like my hometown's pretty small. So it's like most of the people in my hometown I know. So it was kind of like, oh, Riley's home. Like, this is crazy. But it was so weird because there was a lot of more people that noticed me, and I'm just not quite used to that at all.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So now you're doing the Dancing with the Stars tour. Can you tell me everything about, Are you guys touring on a bus, the van life, the days off? I want to know all of it.
Okay, perfect. I'll give you the rundown. I'll even give you like day to day.
Please.
So basically, we are on a bus and...
Everybody's on one.
No, so we have two separate buses for dancers. So we're split. So for me, it's on our bus. It's me, Harry, Emma, Britt, Alan, Gleb, and Brandon. It's us. There's 8 bunks, and then there's a back room that Harry gets. And basically, we sleep every night on the bus.
What bunk are you in?
I'm in, like, the back and the bottom.
You wanted the lower one?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't know what to ask for, because I was like, I've never been on a bus before. And I was just like, okay, I'll take the bottom one. But also, the top seems scary, because I'm like, if I move...
You roll out.
I plop off. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to take the top, but... It's actually been great. I love sleeping on the bus.
It's kind of more like to you, because all you see is people's feet walking by, whereas right. The people on the top, they see everyone's heads and they're like, you got the roller, like, hey.
Yeah, literally. No, it actually is nice. And I've had my best sleeps on the bus, like, ever in my life.
Because you're kind of like rocking like a little baby.
Yeah, and it's like once you close the curtain to that bunk, it's pitch black in there. The like temperature is always really perfect. And I'm just like, I sleep so good.
Is there a TV or anything?
There's a TV in our front room, and Harry has one in his back room, but not, like, in each bunk, but that's fine.
Right. Yeah, I guess you have your phones anyway.
Yeah, it's totally fine. But, so yeah, we're mostly on the bus every single night. Basically, you wake up whenever you want to. If you have, like, a double show day, you usually have to wake up a little bit earlier, but I'm up at, like, 12:30 every day. Like, I'm getting, like, 12 hours of sleep. It's amazing. It's great. People are like, how's your sleep? I'm like, pretty good. Not bad. But basically, we wake up, we get into the venue, we shower, we kind of unpack our things. Usually, I'll, like, look up stuff, maybe if we're in a cool city, if I want to go, like, walk around and explore, find a coffee shop, I'll go do that. We kind of walk around, and then we go back to the venue, start doing, like, hair and makeup, and then we do meet and greet. So we do, like, a little thing with everyone that buys the meet and greet package. And then we do photos with them as well. And then we eat some dinner. We do our warm-ups. And then we start the show.
How many days on and how many days off?
So it's 6 days on, and then we have 1 day off.
And then the double days are how often?
It's like maybe like every other week we have like a double. There was one time in the beginning of tour where we had a double like for 3 weeks straight, and that was hard. But yeah, so it's only 6 days on, 1 day off. I mean, that's a lot, but...
What's your social battery like after one show?
Oh, after one show?
Are you drained?
I'm pretty drained, yeah. Like, so some people wait by the buses, which is so sweet, and I love to meet them. Like, it's really fun, and they're always so nice and so fun to talk to. But it's like, you're constantly smiling and talking to people all day. You, like, get in the bus, and you're like, whoa, I just did a lot of talking. I just did a lot of dancing. It's just like, it takes a lot out of you. It really does. It's crazy.
How long is each show?
2 hours. Like, okay. 2 hours on the dot. It's not too long, which is good. But it's still just, it's like energy consuming. And very like, yeah, just high energy. It's a lot of cardio. But it's good. It's a good workout.
Do you try and work out as well, like outside of that?
I have a couple times, but, you know, I lost motivation because I'm like, I'm waking up so late and I'm like, I'm doing the show anyways. But there's been a couple times where I'm like, I guess I'll go to the gym, but not much.
Are you guys hanging out doing, exploring the towns?
Yes. I mean, Harry, we're always together. We're just always having fun together. There was some people on the tour in the beginning that aren't on anymore. His name was Ezra and he was like my best friend and we literally did everything together. It was so fun because he's like my age, like more my age than everyone else.
That's such a dream.
No, it really is. To be able to travel to places like I have never seen before, meet different kinds of people, but like you're traveling for free. On those days off, we're staying in like nice hotels and like, I don't know, it's just really fun and like such a privilege to be able to do. It's really cool.
And you're being surrounded by people who love what you love too.
Yes, exactly.
Is the chatter just nonstop, like dancing, like what's happening next in the dance world?
Yeah, we talk a lot about honestly everything. We go into deep, like the other night we went into like deep conversations about like religion, just like, I don't know, we go into crazy conversations on the bus. It's just a whole thing.
Do you guys try and come up with routines as well?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, we don't really think much about dancing outside of like the tour show that we're doing, because we're kind of just like, that's dancing, and then what's outside of that is like just something else. But sometimes, yeah.
Do you try and do the exact same thing, or do you change it up a little bit?
Some nights, well, technically it has to be the same thing every single night, and we have to like do the same choreo. But like some nights, if we're feeling like excited, we'll go out, we'll play games. Like there's this game that we played the other day, and the costume, like the wardrobe people assigned us celebrities to be, and throughout the show we had to like either say a saying like a celebrity, or like dance like the celebrity, or act like the celebrity.
Dance like a celebrity.
Yes. Well, like dance like the person you're impersonating, kind of. And then at the end of the night, you would like write in a notes who you think each person is, and at the end of the night, whoever had like the most people guessed like won. But like sometimes we just spice it up if we're getting a little like, I don't know, bored. Yeah. But yeah, there's a couple things that we'll just do. I mean, like, we talk throughout the dances. We make each other laugh. It's actually so fun.
What's it feel like now that you're performing in front of all those people that were voting for you?
It's kind of crazy. I mean, so I got to do a show in my hometown in Utah.
How was the reaction?
It was so good, because it was like, I could feel the love from everybody, and I could feel that everyone was like just supporting me, and like genuinely throughout the whole show I just had like chills, and it was just so surreal. And I feel that a lot every single night. I just feel like love and support, and at the end of the show it's just like I'm like either teary-eyed or I've got chills, because it's just so cool to actually feel their energy.
In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull one of the best autographs in the game, but guess what? With zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now, when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. What I love is the display of the available cards, the hit rates, and the grading. Arena is a marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, displaying, and with Arena Club Slab Packs, they're revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling. You can have them officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. So whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/lightweights. Wow, that's a crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. Anyways, go to arenaclub.com/lightweights for 10% off your first purchase. This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immersifies you in the language that you want to learn. Maybe you have an upcoming international trip, or you want to connect with a family or a friend. I know a lot of people who want to learn a new language just to pick up a new hobby. I can personally attest to this, as I used Rosetta Stone when I went to Italy for my honeymoon. It helped me brush up on the Italian that I learned back in school, and I was able to get through the land and speak the native language. It made it so much more fun, plus my wife loved it. They're the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language. Plus, there's lifetime membership and access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off that language learning. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Lightweights podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language learning courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. It's the Joe Guarantee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like, you can't feel that when you're doing the show. It's just random people in a studio when you're doing the live show. And so when you can go on tour and meet people who actually support you and, like, really want the best for you, you feel it. It's really, really cool.
Were the Arnold sisters in attendance?
Of course they were. They wouldn't miss it. It was so good. It definitely stressed me out a little bit. I was a little bit nervous to have my sisters there because I was like, I got to dance really good. But they loved it. It was so awesome. And it was just so cool to be able to perform for also people that like shaped me to who I am today and like made me the dancer I am and got me to where I am today.
Oh, yeah. Were any of your coaches there too?
Yeah. So I had a lot of people like from my studio there. I had people who I've danced with growing up and just like people I'm really close with, like family friends. And so it was just really cool to be able to be like, this is what I'm doing. And like, thanks to you, like you did so much for me. So it was just really cool.
Did you take anyone on the bus around the town? Was there any downtime there?
No, sadly not. Like, we had a double show day that day, so I, like, woke up, I went to breakfast with my family, and then it was just, like, I'm at the venue doing shows, which was so sad, because I was like, I want to show you Utah. Like, Harry, I have wanted him to see Utah for so long, and literally that day, we had zero time. I was like, I'm sorry.
Take him to Waffle Love.
Yeah.
Like, get some ice cream on a big old waffle.
Have you ever heard of Swig?
Is that the soda thing?
Yes.
What's that?
It's a huge thing in Utah. It's just like soda and they mix like little flavors in it. Utah people eat it up. It's like the place in Utah.
What do you mean like soda flavors? So they take like Coke and put lime and like vanilla
like
flavoring?
Yes, like vanilla and like coconut. They'll put like creamers in your Diet Coke or something. They make like refreshers. Yeah, because like Utah, they don't drink coffee. So it's like soda shops.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I want to go.
You have to. It's good.
How does the tour differ from the TV show? Obviously, there's a lot more pressure because it's a competition environment.
Yeah.
But is there any other aspects that really run through your mind differently now?
It's so much more fun. It's just like we have this show that we're doing every single night that doesn't change. So that's another thing is you're not stressed about like remembering moves or like remembering what to do. It's just like a set thing every night. And I don't know, it's just fun. Like, you feel support. Nobody has, like, any competitive spirit with each other. Like, we're all just out there doing our job, having fun, doing something we all like. And I feel like that's just, it's almost better than the live show because you're just not stressed. You're not worried about what people think. You're just doing your thing, doing what you love, doing what you're good at. And, like, everyone is just happy and, like, feeling good about life.
It's so crazy to think about that just a few months ago you do a dance and then you're like, okay, on to the next one, gotta get to work.
Yes. No, it's hard. The live shows are hard because like literally on tour you learn this whole show in a week and then you do like a couple of rehearsals before tour starts and then that's it. But like for the show, it's every week you're thinking of new things, you're having to choreograph new things, you have to work ahead, you're constantly on meetings. Like, it's so stressful.
Oh, that's so interesting to think about.
Yeah.
Have you had a crazy fan interaction yet?
I don't think I have. I'm trying to think if we've had one.
Because I saw you do a TikTok with like the whole LSU dance team.
Oh, yeah. That was really cool. So basically, they had like a viral dance come out. And me and Brandon, another person from the tour, did the dance. And it kind of blew up. Not really, but it got a lot of views. And so then we were traveling to an area that was close to them and we had the whole LSU dance team come to the show. And it was actually really cool because I'm like, I've always been obsessed with their routines from nationals because they're literally so good at dancing. And so it was really cool to meet them because I was also fangirling because I love LSU. But then it was really cool because they were like really excited to come see the show. But that's been really fun. And then also like there's just been people like in the lines too wanting to do like my TikTok dance, which has been so crazy. And it's just like so surreal that these people like know me and like know a lot about like my family and just about my life because I forget that I share everything online, but I'm like genuine people are like actually taking the information and they know who I am basically. It's just crazy.
How many times do you think you've done that dance now?
Oh, thousands. And it's also in the show. So
yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Do people just go wild?
It's actually, yes, they do. It's actually really fun. I remember the first show we did it, no one knew if we were going to do it. And so when it was like this big surprise and it was really fun. I loved it.
Does Harry have more fun now doing it without the pressure of the judges?
Oh yeah. He's said to me like, this is way more fun than like the show. Like, no one's judging you. You're just kind of going out and having fun. And again, he's doing what like feels good to him. He's doing what he wants to do, what he's excited to do. Like, he's doing the dances that he loved on the show. And then also, again, he's hosting, doing so amazing, and just, like, yeah, I feel like he's just really thriving, which is awesome.
I mean, you guys were a pretty special pairing because you did hang out outside of the dancing, but now you're like, you're traveling together, which you get to see a whole new side of somebody.
Yeah.
What did you discover about Harry now that you didn't know about him during the show?
Ooh. I mean, since we're together like 24/7 now, he's a really hard worker. Like, he's constantly doing things for himself and making sure that he's like got everything straight. He's always in contact with his manager. He's like one of the most hardworking people I know, and I've noticed that like so much on tour, because tour life's a lot. Like, having to do like things and think about things outside of all that. Like, he's got this new podcast starting up and he's had to do so much for that. He had to like travel somewhere for our day off and do something for his podcast. And I'm like, I just do not have the battery for that. But he's so hardworking. He keeps like everything in check while also doing this completely brand new thing he's never done before, which is tour. And I've just been in complete awe because it's so cool.
Were you able to pull any of his hard work into your own social media, because you do so many postings yourself?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like he definitely motivates me to post more, because I'm like, Harry, you're so good at it, I need to be better. And every time he's like, let's make a TikTok, I'm like, okay, let's find an idea for me too, because I need to get it done.
Yeah. I was lucky to sit with him and chat, and his mindset is so like, this is your window, you have to make the most of it.
Yeah.
And it's so cool.
No, it's so cool. Like, I watch him and I'm just like exhausted. I'm like, you need a vacation, but at the same time, like, this is working great for you and you love it, so there you go.
Are there any other weird, I don't want to say weird, are there any other quirks that you've seen from anyone else on the bus that you see, because you guys are surrounded by each other 24/7 now? Does anyone do anything
different? There's plenty of quirks that I've seen that I probably should not share because I don't want to embarrass anybody, but it's wild that you just spend all day, every day with people that I had never spent time with really before.
And from then, all over the country.
Yes, and now I've seen all angles of them. Like, it's just crazy.
Have you discovered anything about yourself that you do differently? Like, that people are like, Riley, you do that like every day.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like I've just discovered a lot about like being alone and like figuring stuff out. Like, laundry, for example.
Yeah,
like,
how do you do that? On tour,
it's so hard.
Do you leave it in the venue?
Some venues have laundry machines, so we can use that. Or, like, I have this app that does my laundry, like, on days off. Like, I can have someone pick up my clothes and do my laundry.
It's nationwide?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it's actually really awesome. But, like, that's something that I've had to, like, I don't know. Because this is embarrassing. But I just came back from, like, high school and being at home, and my mom did all of my laundry for me.
What happened while you were here? Who was doing it?
My mom would come down like almost every week and she would just do my laundry. She would like buy my groceries. So genuinely, tour is the first time where I've had to like do things on my own, and I've had to do my laundry myself. I'm like asking around, I'm like, wait, do I wash it warm or cold? Like, do I use Tide Pods? I don't know. And I've just been like kind of discovering that, but now I know. Now I could probably live on my own without my mom, hopefully.
You're a laundry expert now.
Yes, I am.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it is.
Did she come out and do that because you were so busy, or because she wanted to mom you?
She wanted to mom me. She's like, I think I'm her favorite. I mean, I'll say that here.
Sorry, Lindsay.
I'm just the littlest. Like, I'm probably the favorite, but she's the best mom. Like, if any of her daughters moved away, she would, like, visit them all the time. She was like that with Lindsay when she was in LA, just visiting all the time. She was with me almost every week, just making sure I was good. She's the best.
Do you think you'd ever move here?
Honestly, I've thought about it. While being on tour, I've, like, thought about the things that I did in L.A. and, like, my routine in L.A., and I kind of miss it. Like, it's a fun vibe. It's great food. It's fun. But at the same time, I don't know what I would do if I was down here. Like, I would probably get kind of bored. I mean, there would probably be enough things that I could do. But just, like, for the off season, when I'm not doing Dancing with the Stars, I feel like I would be just a little bit bored, because I would lose, like, I just wouldn't have anything to do, you know?
What would you do back home that you don't think you could do here?
Well, my whole family's just there. Right. And I just, like, all the kids and, like, nieces and nephews, I just want to be with them because they're just so awesome. And
how
I
big
just,
is your family?
It's, so there's, I have three older sisters and there's four, so there's three nieces and one nephew and then one nephew to come. And I'm just, like, I just love them. And, like, we're all so in close proximity to each other, too, that I just, I'm a family girl. That's how I am. But at the same time, I'm, like, I could maybe do, if I'm on the next season of Dancing with the Stars, I'll feel that out for the 3 months and be, like, do I really love LA? And if it's, like, a yes, then I think I'll move.
But you could be placed anywhere, right?
Yeah.
So, because if you paired up with a celebrity in Florida, that's where you'd have to go anyway?
Exactly. So, like, if I do have, like, a out-of-state celebrity this upcoming season, if I'm on, then I guess I won't be able to fill LA out, but it's okay.
Yeah, maybe you'll end up somewhere really cool, like,
yeah,
like Tulsa.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Honestly, it would be that, or, like, Iowa, or I don't know.
Yeah. How does the process work for the next season?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They just let you know a couple weeks before.
Yeah. So
when is that?
I'm guessing the season will start in September again because that's when it started just this year. But we still have no idea about like when it's going to start. But I'm guessing September. I found out that I was on like 2 weeks into August. Like I got the call.
Oh, so we still have a ways away.
Yeah. So we still got a couple months until I know if I'm on, which is so nerve-wracking. I don't like it.
Do you think they're feeling out the celebrities now?
Probably. I mean, they're probably trying to find like current like celebrities and celebrities that have something going on right now because they got to get like the hot topic, you know?
Yeah. Who would you want to be paired with? I know last time you said Jacob Elordi.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber.
I don't even know who I'd want to be paired with. I mean, someone I've actually thought about that I think would be really cool is Ross Lynch.
Oh, he'd be great.
Yes. He came to a couple of the tapings with his sister this season. And I don't know. I just think he would be really good, like a really good dancer and just fun. And I watched his shows growing up and I just think it would be so cool if I could be paired with him. But I wonder if he would do it. I feel like he might, but who knows?
Maybe this will come across his For You page.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Manifest.
Let's hey, make it Ross. Happen, Ross.
How are you?
Do you think they'd bring Harry back in any kind of capacity?
I think they definitely should. He made such a splash on the show and genuinely Dancing with the Stars fans like fell in love with him and really like I think he brought a lot of views and traction to the show, which is so awesome. I think they could really benefit using him in some kind of way. Again, like hosting, like he is so good. I think he would be like an amazing co-host on the show or even a host on the show. I don't know. I think he definitely has something with Dancing with the Stars that he needs to do because I think he brought so much eyes and like positivity to the show.
I want to see him and Billy Porter host it together.
Yeah.
The whole season.
That would be good.
Do you think, looking back, is there anything that you would have done differently while on your time on the show?
I don't know.
Obviously, everything's a learning lesson, so you don't
know
until after it happens.
Right.
But like, do you think that you could have practiced a little harder? Do you think that you could have put more time into anything?
I feel like for me, I was so stressed and like worried about just everything. Like I kind of let a lot of the responsibility kind of overwhelm me. And I wish I would have taken more time to like sit in it and be like, this is my first time ever doing this, and this is my first season. I wish I would have enjoyed that feeling a little bit more because I was constantly just worried about what was next, what was happening, the things I had to do, which is good. Like, I was on top of everything I needed to do. But I wish I would have, like, sat back a little bit and enjoyed it because I'm never going to have that first time again. So I feel like, honestly, just any advice to anybody, too, is if you're ever doing something for the first time, to just, like, really like soak in every moment and just try to sit back and enjoy it as much as you can because that's one thing I wish I would have done a little bit more.
Do you think you'd approach the second season if you were asked back? in that mindset more?
Yeah, I definitely think I would. Like, I would just like, well, now I have better experience and I know what things matter and what things don't and what things you should be thinking about and not worrying about. So I feel like I would definitely just learn how to enjoy it and like feel it a little bit more.
What kind of things do you think you should be worried about? Like the focus of the dance moves itself?
Yes, I feel like definitely like choreography prep, you're always worried about that. Making sure you have a solid dance, being on top of your meetings, you know, just like being on time for things, using your time wisely in rehearsal, just stuff like that is like really important to be on top of. But the other stuff to worry about, just like opinions and just all that, is just something you don't need to like.
Like the online chatter.
Yes, just online and just all that. Like, it's just something you don't have to worry about, you know?
Getting to hang out with Harry now outside of that environment, and plus, obviously, you guys are so close just overall. Mm-hmm. Do you think you communicated everything to him in the best way that he was able to learn?
I think I did. I mean, it took me a second to like get around to Harry and figure out like what worked best. Cause I mean, you have to go through that process with anybody, like not just Harry. But I feel like definitely like mid-season was when I was like, okay, I understand exactly how to get my point across to him, how to get him to the things he needs to do. But it took me a second because you have to observe the person and see how they work and kind of see them fail, see them succeed and just all that, which right. is crazy.
In the next season, if you were selected and Lindsay was selected, how would that competition go sister-wise?
Oh, I think it would be so fun. Like, I think Dance with Stars has to do it. I don't know if Lindsay would, just because she's, like, loving just Utah family life. But I think it would be so fun. I don't honestly think it would be too competitive. I think Lindsay would probably help me.
She'd be more big
yes,
sister than...
she'd be big sister, and she'd probably worry about me more than she'd worry about herself.
She'd try and help you.
Yes, because she's just the best in all season. I literally couldn't have done the season without her. She helped me so much. She helped me mentally and just, like, I don't know. I feel like if she was on the show, it would be, like, so amazing because we'd be going through the same thing. She would still be like the big sister I need, and it would be so fun.
Has that ever happened before? Two siblings?
Yeah, there's been siblings on the show like Max and Val.
Oh, right.
Yeah, them. I'm trying to think of who else. Oh, Derek and Julianne Huff.
Duh.
Yeah, but those are like the two iconic ones. I'm like, Lindsay and Riley, it needs to happen.
Do you think an all pro episode would be cool?
An all-pro episode?
Yeah, so just pros being paired with pros for one full episode.
Ooh, that could be exciting.
Has that been done?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it would be really good dancing.
We're making TV magic over here.
Yeah, seriously. Let's reach out to the producers.
Yeah.
Get the show going.
Why do you think you built such a connection with the audience? You're almost at 1 million on TikTok.
It's crazy.
Do you know what you started out at?
100,000, like 80,000, I think.
That's a lot of people.
I know. It's crazy. I think, honestly, for me, I say I'm a pretty relatable person. And obviously, I have type 1 diabetes. And I feel like I've been able to relate to a huge community and also to show a community about like following your dreams, even though you have like this disease that like some people think could stop their lives, but it's something that did not stop me. So I feel like a big community of them is kind of like following me and wanting to see me achieve my dreams. And I think that's really special. But also I post everything, you know, I share about the show. I post the behind the scenes. I've posted like a lot about tour, which I've never seen before. Like I've never known what a Dancing with the Stars tour is like until I've been on it. So I think it's really cool for people to see like the behind the scenes, you know, and I feel like this is kind of the first time they've been able to see that. And they're like, they want to follow me so they can see more about the people and how they act and what we do every day. And I think people are really interested in that.
Yeah, the off days are so fun to see, like, what are you guys doing when you're just hanging out?
Yeah, because like, if you think about it, like, no one really knows about what we do unless we're like in front of their faces and doing the show or on their TV screen. They don't know anything outside of that and what we do. And we're just like normal people living normal lives. So it's really cool to share that and kind of just show that we're relatable and we're just like everyone else, you know?
And you've always just had a love for social media, no?
Yes. No, I love it. I love making content. Like, I just think it's so fun. And obviously, like, I cater to a younger crowd and a younger demographic. And I think it's really cool to kind of bring that to Dancing with the Stars. And it just brings a lot of excitement.
If there's any young dancers out there watching, mm-hmm. what advice would you have for them to succeed in that career of dance?
I would just say to, like, never give up and just continue to just achieve your dreams. And if you have a dream, to, like, not pull away from it. I feel like when I was nearing the end of my high school years and I was kind of, like, concerned about what I was going to do with my life, what I was going to do, like, with dance, I was kind of in like a weird mindset where I was like, if I don't get on Dancing with the Stars, I'm just going to quit. Or there was a time in my dancing career when I was in high school that I was just like kind of over it and I really wanted to just give up. And if I would have given up, none of this would have happened. So I'd say to just never give up, like do your best, always show up for yourself and like just manifest good things for yourself and it really will just come.
Why were you over it?
There was just so many, like, factors to dancing, like, just the political aspects of, like, dance competitions were huge. And then also there was just, like, there's a toxic community within dancing, and there's, like, this toxic view that some people have, and I really struggled with that, and I feel like I just kind of got super burnt out, and I just was almost kind of done with dancing. And I lost the love for it. I was so consumed in like the toxic mindset of it and just what people thought again of my dancing. And I lost the love for it. But like just being on tour and being able to do Dancing with the Stars has completely brought back the love. And like it just makes me love dancing so much more. And I just feel it way better.
And then prior to even the shows, what sparked you to fall back in love?
I feel like the impact that I had on people really just like made me fall in love with it again. And also, I've really fallen in love with it while being on tour because I'm doing dances that I feel good about every single night. I'm doing things that like make me happy. I'm dancing to good music. I'm being able to showcase my talent. And that's just made me love it even more every single night, which is really cool.
Would you ever open up your own studio?
Yeah, honestly, I think it would be really cool to do that. Probably like later in life when I'm like feeling good and just like to be able to teach and open up a studio would be really cool.
Yeah.
I would love that. Or like I've always thought about like doing that with my sisters. Like we've definitely brought up that idea of doing a studio together because I think that would be really fun.
Do you ever get blown away at the engagement that you have on socials? Because your TikTok has so much reach.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It's nuts.
Yeah, it is. Like, a million views is insane. Like, the fact that there's a million people watching a video of me is so crazy. I mean, I don't see it. Like, I'm just like, oh, it's just a number. But it's genuinely, like, people watching my videos. And it's been crazy to see that my engagement has stayed, like, pretty strong throughout this whole entire 6 months. And it's just wild. Like, I went from like 10,000, 3,000 views to like millions, and it's crazy.
And you maintained it.
Yeah.
Like people love it.
Yeah. Like, what is it? Like, what do you like so much? I don't know.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Is there a criteria for what you decide to share and what you like want to keep to yourself? Or are you kind of just throwing everything out there and like, if it hits, it hits?
Yeah, I'm pretty open to like everything. I mean, right now it's kind of just like tour life, Harry, and just like I've shared a couple more things about like my diabetes because I also think that's really cool to be able to share that, but I kind of just like put everything out and just see what people like. But I feel like they've liked almost everything, which is kind of fun. But I'm like, there is a point where you kind of have to stick to one thing, and they're like, that's what Riley's known for, is like posting that kind of content. But I feel like, I don't know, if I'm just posting about Dancing with the Stars in any kind of way, it's like good.
Right.
Yeah.
Coming from reality TV, is there anything you learned about the whole process of it that you didn't think was a thing?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know.
Because you went in like, you didn't really have any TV experience prior. So right. you went in, like, cold turkey into one of the biggest shows.
Yes.
Like, the biggest.
I think it's more just, like, the influence you have on people and, like, the eyes that are watching you. Like, once you're on, it's like, now everybody is watching you, watching your every move, making sure you're doing the right things. I feel like that was something that I was not prepared for. I mean, it didn't like freak me out or anything or scare me, but it was just like all of a sudden all eyes are on you and you have to like kind of cater to people sometimes, which is kind of crazy.
Do you think it's kind of slowed down since you're not on the show anymore? Or are people still like coming up to you just as much?
I mean, it's been hard to tell because like we've been on tour and we've been in areas where like people are coming to the show. But I feel like it's about the same. Like, it's been about the same. It'll be interesting when I go back to Utah to see what it's like because I've just been on tour for so long. But I'm excited. It's kind of fun.
You've been on tour for, like, 50 days?
Yes, something like that. It's been, like, 2.5 months. Three, like, a little over 2.5 months, I think. We only have, like, a week and 2 days left, though. So I'm like, I need to soak up this last week because it's almost over, which is so sad.
Does it feel like it's coming to an end?
A little bit, but, like, not really, because so for the tour, we've had different guests. So the first 3 weeks, we had Jenna, Val, and Sochi, and Val and Sochi were the ones who won this season. And then for the next 2 weeks, we had Charity and Artem. She was the Bachelorette. And then for these last 5 weeks, we've had Harry. And so it's like each show has changed. And like every time there's a special guest, my show changes in some way and it feels new. And like a whole new tour. So I feel like I've only been out for 5 weeks because of only having Harry for 5 weeks, but it's been way longer than that. But I'm grateful for that. I'm like, it's making me enjoy it more. And I haven't gotten burnt out literally until like yesterday. Our last show of the week, I was like, oh, I'm tired. But I'm like, that's the first time I've felt like genuinely tired is pretty amazing. Because now we're on like the last week and I'm just going to have like adrenaline and it's going to be great.
It's your passion. It's yes. your love.
Yes, exactly. And it's like I felt the passion and love for my dancing so much more on tour, which is so awesome.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
What do you think's changed the most about your life now with your new career? Do you look at the world differently?
No, I feel like I'm like pretty much in the same mindset. For me, I feel like I've matured a lot and I'm spending my days with like 20 to 40 year olds. Like that's who I'm spending my days with. So I feel like naturally I'm just maturing and discovering new things about me. But I feel like for me, I pretty much the same person, but I'm just a little bit more mature.
Are you watching any reality shows? Vanderpump, Bachelor? Do you keep up with anything on the road?
I watched The Bachelor. Yes. I've watched like, I mean, I'm not like up to date completely, but like I watch episodes when I can and I love it. I love The Bachelor.
Who do you think's going to win?
Daisy. That's just who I've thought from the very beginning, but I think I know who it is.
Oh.
But
do you have insider secrets?
Well, I tried to get Charity to tell me when she was on tour. She can't because it's like a serious contract that they can't, but I think I read her mind.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Huh.
Yeah.
Have you developed any new habits that you think made you a better dancer while being on tour because you're practicing it every single day?
Yeah, actually, for sure. I mean, I've been watching videos of me from like beginning of tour to now, and I've noticed a huge difference in my dancing. I think it's because I'm dancing with like really good dancers that like you're kind of discovering new ways to dance and like new techniques. And then like sometimes we'll talk to each other and be like sometimes some of the boys are like, Riley, you need to do this differently. And they'll give me like some pointers, which I actually like. And I love to hear that. Like I love criticism sometimes. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, just emphasize that. But like it's been really cool to see that I have like improved my dancing and I've learned how to like dance better because I'm surrounded by so many amazing dancers and I can watch them and like observe things that I like about their dancing and like put it into mine, which is really cool.
Are you wearing the same outfit every night?
Well, yeah. So each dance is a different outfit, but yeah, it's the same outfits every single night, which is kind of crazy, but it's fun.
What's catering?
Catering depends. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not good. I mean,
depending on the venue?
Yes, depending on the venue and in the area, because some catering has been bad and we've had to just like order food outside of it because it's just not good catering. But like there was one catering place that was so good. It was basically like a restaurant. Like you ordered your food. There was like a barista there that made like amazing coffee. And I literally, that is my favorite city because the catering was so good. Like if the catering is good, you have a good day.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
Yeah.
Like the catering makes a huge difference.
Have you talked with your boyfriend while he's on his mission?
Oh. Here we are. The question of the year. Oh, okay. So, we're not dating anymore. Yeah. So we broke up before he went on his mission, obviously. And, that was just because he's going to be gone for 2 years. But we kind of just fell apart a little bit. My life kind of went in a different direction, and I was just so focused on like my life at this moment, and I want to obviously be present in every situation. So we kind of just fell off a little bit. We haven't really been talking as much, but I think he's doing good out there. He comes home in I think like June or July, but not much is going on in that situation.
Yeah. I'm just curious. So he was Mormon, or he is Mormon.
Yes.
Are you?
Yes, I'm Mormon.
Do you go on a mission as well yourself?
No. Well, you can. So girls can go at 19 years old, but it's kind of just like you don't have to go. It's very like even boys, it's just like if you want to go, you can. If you don't want to go, you don't have to. So I won't go on one because that's just not for me.
Dance life.
Yep, dance life. That's kind of not working out for me. But yeah, so if I wanted to, I would go at 19 years old, but I don't really want to.
How old are you? 18?
18, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Not even 19
Wow.
yet. Yeah.
If Riley today could tell Riley a year ago what her life would become, how would she react?
Because
that Riley a year ago didn't know she was going to be on TV.
No.
She was finishing high school.
Yeah. No, literally, like
you were in high school a year ago.
Yes. Riley a year ago was like, what am I doing with my life? Am I going to be a doctor, a dentist? Like, I was so, like, lost in the fact that I just didn't know what I was going to do after high school. She would be on the floor dead, like, genuinely. I mean, I'm still just, like, can't even fathom where I'm at with my life and can't believe that I get to do the things that I get to do. And I just know a year ago I would have like just died and been like, okay, I don't care about anything else. I'm just going to sit at home and wait for this all to happen for me. But it's just crazy.
It's sick because it's launched so many different things. Like even your social media career has taken off.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite partnership that you've done?
Ooh.
Like where you got an email and they're like, hey, Pepsi wants to work with you. And you're like, what? Have they?
What? No, they haven't. They commented on a video, actually, though.
Just
and I was
cool.
Like, that's really cool. But I got to work with Gatorade, which was really cool.
That's sick.
Yeah, Celsius, which I love. I love Celsius drinks. Like, it's easy to make videos about that. I got to work with L'Oreal, which is really cool.
That's so Athletic big... Greens.
Yes. AG1. Also, like I get to work with Charlotte Tilbury pretty soon here, and that's my favorite makeup company. And so there's just like, yeah, you're like, okay, cool.
I didn't know who that was.
Yeah. But there's just like, yeah, it's just really cool that these companies that I used my day-to-day life are like becoming a part of my life. And it's just, it's crazy that I've been able to open up so much opportunity for myself, not just the dancing and Dancing with the Stars, because obviously that's only 6 months in the year. That's only a certain amount of time. And so to be able to like still post on social media, even when I'm home in Utah and kind of have that outlet for myself is just really cool.
And that's like all you're doing. That's like you're doing.
Yes.
That's what's so cool is that, yes, obviously there was this huge catalyst, but you built the platform and you choose what to post and you edit it and you piece it together. And that's really, really hard to do. And you figured it out.
Yeah, it's really cool. But I like love it. Like I don't find it like as work. When I like get to edit my videos and like my day in the life and stuff, like I just find it fun. Like I think it's fun to like mix things up, make fun videos, edit things. I really enjoy that. And I think I would have done something like that in my career if I wouldn't have danced. Like I think I would have gone into that industry of like making people's like wedding videos or just like social media marketing and like working for companies for their social media. I think I would have loved that. So I think it's really cool. I can kind of do that for myself. and just have it be about me, which is really cool.
Do you have a favorite type of content that you like? Like the Get Ready With Me or...
Yeah, I love Get Ready With Me's. I think those are really fun. I mean, me and Harry have done a couple like challenges, which I love. I think those are just really fun. Those are really fun to edit too. I just love that. And then also just Stay in the Lifes. Like they're really fun to be able to just like talk to the camera and like let them in on my day is just really fun for me.
Yeah. Who else do you watch that you like?
Ooh, I don't know. Well, there's a couple people. There's like some Utah people that I really love. Like there's a girl named
I've heard that term several times, like Utah people. What does that mean?
Just like people from Utah.
Right, like their Utah life?
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty much, yeah. There's a girl named Hallie Sandberg, and she kind of like inspires me to like her content. She's from Utah. She's super cute. She's a little bit older than me. And her, like, content is super aesthetic, and I feel like she's, like, my inspiration, my inspo. I watch her videos, and I'm like, okay, I need to make a video like her. There's also, do you know who Emily Kaiser is?
No.
She's also, well, she's not from Utah now, but she was. She used to be. She makes really good content, like, day in the lives, just, like, aesthetic things, and I love to watch their videos and be like, okay, that's how I need to film my content.
On TikTok or on YouTube?
On TikTok.
Okay. Yeah. Do you ever consume YouTube?
Not really. I mean, me and my sisters have a YouTube channel, but I haven't really been able to film videos with them at all, which has been kind of hard because I've been away. But no, I don't watch much YouTube.
Would you ever dabble in a podcast or anything else of your own?
I've thought about it for sure. I mean, maybe later in life when I'm like, I don't know, like permanent living somewhere like on my own, I feel like I would like maybe open up to that, but we'll see.
Last question.
Okay.
Has Harry asked you to be on his podcast yet?
He hasn't.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
What's he waiting for?
Seriously, what is he waiting for? I mean, he has. I don't think he's started filming them, but I told him. I was like, you should put me on the podcast. He was like, okay. Do you want to be? And I was like, yeah. He's like, okay.
Why does he get the big bunk? Is it because he's like 6'9"?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, and.
He can't fit.
Yeah, no, genuinely. I was like, lay in my bed. Tell me if you can fit. And he did not fit in my bunk. He like is so big. So yeah, he had to be in the back room in the bed so that he can have some space. I think it's crazy.
And everyone else fits in there perfectly?
Yeah, he's just too tall. It's kind of funny.
Has the bus gotten into... I did a tour once and like the bus got stuck. We couldn't get it out. Has anything like crazy happened with the bus where you guys were just couldn't get to where you're going?
There was a really bad snowstorm coming from Colorado to Utah that was really scary. And we were only going like 20 miles an hour on the road. And we had like a 12-hour drive. And so we like got into Utah really late because of the snowstorm. And it's just scary. Like there was a bus accident a couple years ago. Well, like 4 years ago that my sister was on. And that was scary. And so I feel like everyone kind of just has PTSD from that whole situation. Like on the bus, we always have to make sure our backs are like, we're always facing forward, if that makes sense. So if we can't be like facing back towards the forward front, I don't know if I'm making sense. But like there's just this whole thing. I feel like people are kind of superstitious about like the bus because they don't want that accident to ever happen again. Apparently it was scary.
Is there a tour manager or anybody on with you guys?
Yes, we have a tour manager. His name is Dave. He's the best. He's like our best friend. He's a little bit older. He's just the best. Your tour manager just becomes your best friend. It's crazy. It's like all these people that you like barely know, but you're like in like a cocoon with them and you just become their best friends. It's the best.
What's it going to be like when it ends?
Sad.
Do you guys have a big group chat for everybody?
Yeah, we do have a big group chat. I'm sure I'm going to like text on it a couple times. So I'm honestly sad. Like I have enjoyed tour life so much and I've gotten into this routine that just makes me really happy and I love doing it. I love performing the shows. I love meeting the people and I'm like not ready for it to be over. Like I'm actually loving it and in just such a good place right now, so I'm really sad that it's coming to an end.
Do you have anything lined up for once it's done?
I mean, I have a vacation lined up. I'm gonna go on a trip. I'm gonna go to Hawaii. Yep, with a friend. So we're gonna do that.
What island?
Maui.
Oh, sick.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm going to stay there. I just need a vacation. You know, it's been a second since I've been able to do that. I have a couple things lined up with like my management and just a couple things I'm going to come out with in the summer, which I'm really excited about, but nothing like too crazy. I'm just going to chill, enjoy some time at home.
Cool.
Yeah.
thank you so much for coming by.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I feel like I've come at all stages of life.
I know. We got you right at the beginning of the cocoon.
Yeah.
Your butterfly.
Yes.
Now you're flying.
Yes, I'm flying.
Guys, Riley Arnold's going to be linked down below. All of her socials. Go check her out. Thank you so much for coming.
Of course.
I'll see you next time.
Yes, you will.
By the way, out.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.